this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Businessman Donald Trump clinches the Republican presidential nomination, according to a delegate count by the Associated Press. Trump is now assured of a majority of delegates at July's convention when he will be formally nominated. Trump's last remaining challengers dropped out of the race in early May. Speaking to reporters in Japan, where he is attending the G7 summit, U.S. President Barack Obama says world leaders are, in his words, rattled by Donald Trump. Speaking in North Dakota, Trump says he doesn't mind.
When you rattle someone, that's good, because many of the world, as you know, many of the countries in our world, a beautiful world, have been absolutely abusing us and taking advantage of us.
Trump has made controversial statements about Hispanic immigrants and Muslims. He has also called for withdrawing U.S. forces from Japan and South Korea and arming those countries with nuclear weapons to counter the threat from North Korea. The Chinese government is warning leaders of the Group of Seven countries to avoid worsening tensions that have risen over the conflicting territorial claims in the South China Sea. Foreign Minister Wang Yi Thursday called on G7 nations to adopt what he called fair and impartial positions and to avoid double standards. Meanwhile, an article in the official Xinhua news agency accuses the G7 of having ulterior motives in discussing maritime disputes. Pakistan is accusing the United States of scuttling its efforts to facilitate a negotiated end to the conflict in Afghanistan. Pakistani foreign policy chief Sartaj Aziz told a news conference in Islamabad Thursday that Mullah Mansour, the Taliban leader killed in a U.S. drone strike, was not blocking the peace process. This is VOA News. 20 people are feared dead after a migrant boat capsized off Libya's coast Thursday. Officials say more than 80 people were rescued in the second such incident in 2 days. The Libyan Coast Guard reported that 4 bodies were found floating in the Mediterranean Sea along with 2 empty boats, suggesting that more people drowned. Tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of France Thursday for a 1-day nationwide strike protesting a government labor reform proposal. That proposal would make it easier for employers to fire and hire workers and weakens the power of labor unions. Oil prices rose above $50 a barrel Thursday for the first time this year. That follows a report that the oversupply of oil is easing in the United States. Security forces in the Democratic Republic of Congo broke up opposition demonstrations across the country Thursday. 2 people are believed to have been killed in the city of Goma. William Klaus has this report on demonstrations in Kinshasa.
The march was organized by a group of leading opposition parties to protest what they claim are President Joseph Kabila's efforts to stall elections until he can change the constitution to allow him to seek a third term. The Constitutional Court ruled earlier this month that Kabila can stay in office if November elections are postponed.
Le message pour le président...
Opposition leader Eve Bazaiba says her message for Kabila is that his mandate ends on December 19th, 2016. She says if elections are not organized by then, the opposition will consider Kabila a putschist and someone who has violated the Constitution. William Klaus, Kinshasa.
The U.S. House of Representatives has rejected a measure that bars federal contractors from discriminating based on sexual orientation or gender identity, just hours after earlier approving the legislation. Republicans in the House blocked passage of an energy and water spending measure Thursday after Democrats succeeded in attaching the measure to that legislation. The reversal prompted a loud outcry from Democratic lawmakers who see the matter as a human rights issue. U.S. President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle, as well as their 2 daughters, plan to move to a 9-bedroom house in Washington's Colorama neighborhood when his 8 years in the White House ends next January. The White House has not made an official announcement about it, but people familiar with the family's plans say the first couple will rent a $5 million home that is just 3 kilometers from the White House. The Obamas own a house in Chicago. The president said earlier this year that his family would stay in Washington at least until the couple's youngest daughter, Sasha, graduates from high school in 2019. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.